Welcome to Maseches Ksubos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 6, Mishnah 7. The Mishnah begins, Hamashlish ma'ois lebita, someone that gives money for a dowry to a third party to buy her what's needed for her marriage or to buy her properties that she could bring into the marriage. Then the father dies. V'hiyoy maris, and she says to the third party, she's already betrothed, she's already mikudashes to someone. She says, Naman bali olai, I want my fiancé, the fellow that I'm betrothed to do whatever he wants. Let him give him the money, and he'll take care of carrying out the will of my father and purchasing objects for the dowry or investments, whatever the father had prescribed. Give him the money. Says the Mishnah, Yaseh ha-shalosh ma-shahush la-shpiyadeh. The third party is not allowed to give the money to her aros, to her fiancé, and he has to do exactly what the father commanded him to do, and the money does not go to the future husband. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that mitzvah l'kayim divrei ha-meis is an obligation, a commandment to fulfill the will of the deceased, and therefore the halacha is that we cannot give the money to her future husband. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and he says v'chi'ena el asada. Let's say the father had prescribed that they should use this money and buy a field for her to bring into the marriage. And now the woman wants to sell the field and give the money to her husband. They'd be able to sell the field immediately. Therefore, on that note, we listen to him, even if they didn't buy a field, and the third party has to give the money to the husband, and he could do what needs to be done. When do we say this? In other words, in which situation do Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir disagree? Bigadayla, where she is already over 12, she's already considered an adult, and she's betrothed. In that situation, is this disagreement that we had previously in the Mishnah. But let's say she's a katana, she's a minor. Even if she had nesuin, I mean, she's considered fully married. In masa katana klum, the actions of a girl beneath the age of 12, or a girl that's considered a minor, is not considered anything. And therefore, the field, let's say that the third party had already purchased a field. She could not sell that field. Therefore, the logic that we had previously from Rabbi Yossi doesn't apply. And the halacha is that the third party is not allowed to give her the money that the father left over. Let's see what Mishnah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 7, Mishnah 1. Hamader es ishtoy mile hanesle. A person who takes a neder, takes a vow that prohibits his wife to have any benefit from his property. Now, how does that work? He's obligated to support her and sustain her. The answer is that we're talking about a situation where he said, as we've seen previously, tz'i ma'ase yadayich l'mzayin esach, which means to say that the money that you earn for your job, instead of giving it to me, use that money. Now, we're talking about a situation where that's enough for her to live, just, you know, not comfortably. Maybe some of the luxuries that she previously had, she doesn't have. Says the Mishnah, until 30 days from his vow, somebody else can come and could support her. And the halacha is that they continue being married. Yasser mikan, after 30 days, if his vow is still in effect, and his wife doesn't like this arrangement, that there's a third party that's supporting her. Now, understand, the third party cannot be directly given money from her husband, because then she's deriving benefit from him in an indirect way, but that's still considered benefit. She doesn't like the arrangement that somebody else is sustaining her and supporting her. Then Yaitzi v'yitin ksuba, the husband is obligated to divorce her and pay the money of the ksuba. And the Gemara explains, because up to 30 days, this type of arrangement doesn't become public knowledge, but eventually people find out, and it's very humiliating for the wife. Rabbi Yehuda says, be Yisrael, if the husband is a Yisrael, that means he's not a Kayin, so then the arrangement that we just said right now, till 30 days, and then after 30 days she gets divorced. So the Chayrish Echad Yekayim, 1 month he keeps his wife, and Ushnaim, maybe once we enter into the first day of the second month, Yotziv Yitin Ksuba, the husband is obligated to divorce her and give her a Ksuba, to pay her for the money of the Ksuba. But Kayhanis, but let's say he's married to a Kayin. Then in that situation, once she's divorced from him, she can never get married to him. So Shnayim Yekayim, for 2 months, we let him stay married to her under these strained arrangements. Ushleisha, once the third month happens, Yoyti v'dinktim ksuba, then the halacha is that he has to divorce her and give her the ksuba. Now the reason he has an extra month is because once he divorces her, he can't remarry her again. So we want him to make sure that this is the arrangement, and that he understands that if he divorces her, she understands that if he divorces her, it's over. Therefore, we give an extra month so that hopefully he'll change his mind, or he'll figure out a way to be matter his netter, to absolve his vow, and they continue to be married in a normal fashion. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful upcoming week.